What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Stephen Throhill, could you please start me what out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right, Jefe, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir.
Man.
And by the way, congratulations on 20 years, boys.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Really definitely appreciate that, man. All right, you have your choice today of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go with animalize this.
All right, a Netherlands animal rescue group was called out to a seaside hotel when a guest walked into the room to find an animal taking a nap. The Zeeland Animal Welfare Foundation said on social media that rescuers took a call from employees at the Boulevard 17 Hotel and couldn't believe it at first when they explained the situation. Rescuers arrived and confirmed there was the quoted animal taking a nap on the floor of the hotel room. They called for help from the Sea Animal Rescue Team, Netherlands, and other groups worked together to remove the animal from the room. Now, the animal, who had become quite grumpy due to his disturbed beauty sleep, was placed in a basket and relocated to a quieter area of the seashore. The question is, what is the animal that wandered into the hotel room and went to sleep and woke up grumpy? Was it a tortoise? Was it a seal? Was it a swan or was it a duck? So tortoise, seal, swan, or duck?
Well, does it say anything about, like, how many, give any feel about how many people had to come out from the Zeeland Animal place?
It doesn't. It just says that the Zeeland Animal Welfare Foundation and another group of rescuers.
And where was it again?
This was in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
All right, Jeff, I'm going seal.
Baby!
Kiss from a rose. Steeler or tortoise, Miles. I'm right there with you because it was grumpy, right?
Thrill? Yeah, they said it was grumpy when they woke it up.
Grumpy. Yeah, let's go seal. What do you think, Ted?
I'm with you, and it makes sense that a seal would be, like, spread out on your bed, like, chilling. And grumpy. Like, I'd be like, oh, the duck woke up angry, but I feel like grumpy describes a seal.
Okay. Are we all going seal?
Well, a lot of times I lose because I always like to take that outside shot. So I think if you guys are going to go seal, I'm going to go with the turtle.
Turtle. I'm going tortoise.
All right.
Tortoise.
You know what? I like his idea. I'll play along. I'll take the duck.
The duck.
You're going
for
duck. All right.
Okay. What was in this hotel room? A tortoise, a seal, a swan, or a duck? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this on Profilers. We go to all places. A Netherlands hotel. Authorities showed up at the hotel to remove an animal who took a nap in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Eventually, the animal was relocated. Question is, what was the animal that showed up in someone's hotel room? Was it a tortoise, a seal, a swan, or a duck?
And that was a question we posed to you, Jeff. You went with a tortoise. It was not a tortoise, grumpy or otherwise.
I'd be shocked there's even a tortoise in that area of the world.
I just had to think of like four animals that live near the ocean, like tortoise. D. Ted Smith, you went with the duck.
Duck.
It was not a duck.
A grumpy duck.
A duck of death.
The grumpy duck. I'd go to that bar.
Me too.
And we've been to it.
I'm kidding.
I was going to ask, have I, man? And Ted, you went with the seal?
I went seal.
Miles went seal.
Miles, you went seal?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we all went seal. We just went other animals to be different.
Yes, yes.
There's a seal in there, honey.
It's waking up. Why is grumpy? It's grumpy seal.
Why would you be grumpy? You wake up in a hotel room. Everything should be all right.
Well, that's why he's grumpy.
But they're asking you to leave.
Oh.
When's the last time you woke up from a nap with somebody going, get up, dude.
And get out. Like, get up.
Thanks. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
And it's right there. The title of these guests have talented teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
There's a hot air balloon company in California that's offering to let you join the Mile High Club. The pilot stands behind a curtain with earmuffs on to give you some privacy. Yeah, but where are his hands?
Myers. Fallon.
Smith.
And I'm not worried about him hearing. I'm worried about him being a voyeur.
But I can't hear you. I'm just touching you. No kidding.
Joann Fabrics is closing 500 of its 800 stores. And you can tell things are rough because Joann just started posting on Only Fabrics.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Joann Fabrics is closing 500 of its 800 stores.
Oh.
And you can tell things are rough because Joann just started an Only Fabrics.
NASA warned the chances of an asteroid striking Earth sometime over the next decade has doubled in the past 3 weeks. You know things are tough when you read an asteroid might be headed at us, and my first thought is, oh, finally some good news.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
Kimmel.
NASA is warning that the chances of an asteroid striking our planet, this planet we live on, at some point over the next decade has doubled over the past 3 weeks. You know things are tough when you read that an asteroid might be headed at us, and my first thought is, oh, finally some good news.
According to a new report, searches for football-themed porn surged during and after the Super Bowl. But to be fair, a lot of those people were legitimately looking for clips of the Tush Push.
Colbert.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers.
According to a new report, searches for football-themed porn videos surged during and after the Super Bowl. But to be fair, a lot of those people were legitimately looking for clips of the Tush Push.
I've been known to enjoy a Tush Push myself.
Yeah.
2,000 passengers just set sail on a naked cruise. 2,000 naked people plus a cruise is like someone asked, how many different diseases can we have at once?
Be attentive.
Fallon?
Fallon.
2,000 passengers on Norwegian Cruise Lines just set sail on an 11-day naked cruise. Yeah, 2,000 naked people plus a cruise is like someone asked, how many different diseases can we have at one time?
Right. Quick little sports thing. So I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but the NHL has decided no more All-Star Weekend. So they're having the Four Nations Tournament.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds familiar probably because you've heard of rugby is famous for the Six Nations Tournament that goes on, I think, every 2 years. right? That's rugby with like England, Ireland, Italy, France,
Scotland.
I think it's pretty much the Italians that suck, right? And the French. But the Italians are bad. So this one, pretty good idea, right? So you take guys from the NHL. You have the Canadians, USA, Sweden, and another team. We'll just call them that. I clicked off my page that had the setup for it. Finland, Sweden, Canada, and USA. So USA kicks off coverage tonight. Last night, though, I did get home, and I was like, let me watch a little bit of this Canadian and Sweden game. And it was awesome.
I can believe that.
Like, you know, my buddy Brett got me into the World Juniors over Christmas holiday a couple years ago. But people are playing for country, so they're going all out. And then also, it's just the best players in the world.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, when I turned it on, I think Sweden was up, or Canada was up 2 goals. Sweden came storming back third period. You go to overtime. Canada ends up winning. But for somebody that's a casual hockey fan, yeah. I think it's a really, really cool idea. Cool. And it's got people talking about it. I mean, hell, my Twitter was blowing up last night. I'm talking about it. So good on them. And then, like, USA starting out tonight. They have a big match with Canada on Saturday. If you know anything about hockey, us versus the Canadians, always going to be always a grudge match. Always a fun one. Look, Sidney Crosby is arguably one of the better athletes of all time to thoroughly enjoy. Seems to apparently be a very nice individual, but he's only played in Pittsburgh, which is, I was right. A Caps fan growing up, so I hate Pittsburgh. And then he notoriously scored a goal to beat the Americans. So it's like, outside of that, but every couple of years, I like to remind myself, like, screw him! Being a good human and stuff, scored against
us. Remember to hate you.
Yeah, so if you want to check that out, go ahead. Now, we all know Valentine's Day is around the corner. So I have a list here of some must-watch rom-coms for Valentine's
Ooh,
Day.
Oh, boy. You should be in an airplane right now.
It's funny. I've highlighted the ones I've actually watched. I'm interested to see if Mike maybe has watched more than I have. But there's a list of 20, and I have 7 that I've definitely watched.
All right.
A couple of them I can't remember. Like, number 20 on the list was My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I saw that. I did see that one. That was a cute movie.
So I just don't know that I've sat through the whole thing. I've seen definitely parts of it.
I watched it with my wife. I did not enjoy it. I didn't
it
hate it.
It wasn't bad.
It had its moments.
Yeah.
It was
I feel like fun. You'd like it, Ted. You'd appreciate right. that movie.
And Fatone's in it. Is it Joey Fatone?
I believe
you're
right. Is Fatone really in that movie?
I'm almost positive.
He might. Right? I just don't remember him in it, but he could have been.
All right. How about Red, White, and Royal Blue?
No,
me neither. Anyone But You.
No.
All right.
I feel like I recognize that.
These some rom-coms you could watch for Valentine's Day. Never Been Kissed, 1999.
Was that Drew Barrymore? I think it might have been. Either way, I never saw it. I forgot to highlight that.
I have seen that one because I was still in high school and Chate acted like I cared.
Yes, that is Drew Barrymore.
All right. Kind of a famous one, Notting Hill.
No. I've seen. I know my wife.
I was gonna say. I feel 100% confident that your wife.
Hugh Grant.
Yes, that's Hugh Grant.
That is Julia Roberts.
When we went to London, I didn't realize. So we hop on the tube, and we go to
Mind the Gap,
Notting Hill.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, wait, are we here because of the movie? And she's like, well, yeah. And to be fair, it was actually a pretty cool part of town. Nice. It really is. But the only reason we went there is because she liked the movie.
How many of these places have you visited? You've been to Drury Lane. You've been to Notting
it's
Hill.
It's all London, bro. Drury Lane. Look, Drury Lane.
London's massive.
I just did it by accident, but that is the home of the Muffin Man. And I about lost my ass.
Well, the other thing is, I'm sure, I don't know if you went through the same thing, but like, we're on the tube, and it's like, how will I know the Arsenal stop? And they're like, mate, it's called Arsenal. God damn it.
Kind of like Wimbledon. Right. I mean,
exactly.
They make it obvious.
We're just so used to like the sports and stuff that it's like, oh, yeah, Wimbledon's just a section of town.
Yes.
Moonstruck, 1987.
Nope. I remember Cher. Was in it. She may have won an Oscar or something for that. I don't know, but never saw it, never wanted to.
I remember Cher in that movie where her son's got all messed up looking.
Oh, deformed back to the
mask. Yeah.
You're right, she did win Best Actress for Moonstruck.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've seen this one, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, 1998.
Yep, didn't watch it.
Nope.
Another one I've seen. I don't know if Mike's seen it. I feel confident that Miles Thrill and I have all seen this one from 1986, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
All right. Next one on the list. This is what I watched on a plane. Absolutely love it. Mike, I'll give you a hint. You're better than The Gap.
I'm better than The Gap. I don't have this one, Ted.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Stupid Love. I have not seen it.
That was...
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was Steve Carell. It's got Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone. Like, everybody was in this movie. I feel like I watched it, but it... Oh, okay, no, I didn't watch this.
This is one that is, to me, heavier on the comedy. There is a romantic part.
Of course.
But the comedy part is pretty good, and it's just a fun movie.
Leo Tipton, all right.
Another one that, again, I feel confident. I'm reading, these are must-watch romantic comedies for Valentine's Day. Miles Thrill, we've all seen it. Pretty Woman.
I never saw the whole thing.
Yes, I saw it.
Still have not seen that one.
No. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces. I know the story, but I've never seen it.
I know it's a classic. I know it's like Julia Roberts' crowning achievement, but
she's a hooker. And
right, yeah. And then Richard Gere.
He pays for her, and they fall in love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He takes her away from all this.
Just like anyone who pays for a hooker.
Yeah. I love you.
All right, 2003, Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. See it every Christmas.
Is that Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant, I don't believe Hugh Grant is in that one. I might be wrong.
I know
it's
the name.
Everybody in it, though. It's got like Liam Neeson in it. It's got Alan Rickman in it. It's got crap ton of people in it.
Is it a Christmas time movie?
Yes, because it's got a bunch of different love stories surrounded around Christmas time, and you get to see them all basically come to fruition.
God, sounds horrible.
There's
to
one
me,
that like but, one yeah. breaks up. There's one that you know they actually fall in love and they should have a long time ago, but now they do and.
I know the name for sure. My wife sucks me into these on occasion. I don't know if I've seen that one.
All right, how about the proposal from 09?
Nope.
Yes, that was Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
All right, I haven't seen that one, but I'd give that a run.
It's got Betty White in it, so you know there's a bunch of funny. All right, that's good.
My Best Friend's Wedding from 1997.
No,
haven't seen it.
2003, these are rom-coms for Valentine's Day weekend. You got How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Great flick.
Yeah. Never saw it.
That was Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. Basically, what's going on here, I don't remember the full context of it, but Matthew McConaughey is bet by his buddies that he can get Kate Hudson to fall in love with him. Simultaneously, Kate Hudson works for this magazine, and she knows who Matthew McConaughey is, and her buddy, her friend, bets her that she can't get with him and then get him to break up with her within 10 days.
Okay.
Because she's writing an article, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Gotcha.
So he's trying his best to keep her while she's doing her best to get him to leave her.
And ironically,
then they fall in love.
They fall in love.
Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally, 1989.
I gotta watch that one.
Never seen the whole thing, but
I've seen it. I feel like that's one of the original rom-coms. This one I watched on a plane, really funny, Crazy Rich Asians.
Didn't see it.
I still got to watch that one.
You should watch that one. You'd like it.
I've heard from a few people. Because that one was actually up for an Academy Award, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty popular.
Yeah, I should watch that one.
This one, To All the Boys I Loved Before.
I never even heard of that one.
All right. Then we go back to 1993, Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay.
See, I saw that one.
No.
I have seen that because that's when it occurred to me that to appeal to a woman's heart, at least as far as movies go, if the male lead is a widower, you cannot go wrong. They want to know that your wife is freaking dead.
She can't make a phone call.
And then they love
She can't call you and tell you to stop playing Big Dummy. Right. She's gone.
Well, and remember, she's in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 Things I Hate About You from 1999.
That was Heath Ledger, right?
Right. And that's also one they filmed down at
Stadium
High School, Tacoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I've heard about it. Yeah, never saw it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to Tom Hanks, 98. You Got Mail.
I did not see that one.
I feel like I've seen
part.
Bits, right. Because that was one that they just played on TV every doggone year.
I feel like that's also one they didn't put it. They were just like, get Meg Ryan and get Tom Hanks back together. And let's just do something.
Well, remember, they were also in Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh.
Kind of a romantic comedy.
Also, Lovers of Orange Soda.
That's right. It was a Fanta.
I believe something. That's all they drank on that island. Mm. That's a good call. I forgot about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my favorite matchup of those two.
That's the funniest one.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. I know we say it all the time. One day we'll go back and watch. Tom Hanks has some hilarious movies.
Oh, yeah.
That are just raunchy, too, like Bachelor Party.
That was a hysterical movie.
What was the house they buy it and it sucks?
Money Pit.
Movie.
Like, I finally watched Big for the first time on a plane last year, and that was a fun one.
Yeah, Big. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's so weird. Is he such the thespian now? But it's like, he was just a good working comedic actor.
Old school bosom buddy, baby.
He was a bosom buddy.
Yes, he was.
I don't know that I have bosom buddies. it's not a bad thing.
No.
Just not sure I have any. Let's see. Series finale of Cobra Kai. It's on Netflix. This is the final five season. Is your son still into it?
Oh, he is. Yeah, man.
All right. So he's probably watched it already.
I guarantee.
And then I mentioned it earlier, but if you want to watch the USA take on the Swedes, you can in the Four Nations face-off.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where they take speeding seriously. An officer was posted up in the morning when they saw someone moving just a little bit too quickly. They got the official speed of the car before pulling them over and having a conversation, mainly as to why he decided to go 129 miles an hour on the freeway, especially when it was foggy with slick roads that early in the morning.
Good Lord, man.
The officer issued a pair of citations to the driver, who was also required to appear in court for the offense. The local sheriff is also reportedly pushing for super speeder laws that allow officers to impound vehicles exceeding dangerous speeds, which I can't say I totally disagree with, man. When it's that slick in the morning, what hurry are you in that early in the morning?
You know, you're not just speeding, it's reckless, all the stuff.
Right.
And it's Florida, where roads aren't slick all the time. I mean, these are conditions of Florida that aren't the norm.
Right. As much grief as we give Washington drivers how, you know, we live in the rain all the doggone time, but we don't know how to drive in it.
Yeah.
That first rain out of nowhere, that slickens up the road a little bit. So you have to adjust your driving.
Yes.
But we don't drive 126 miles an hour.
Correct. Like, come on, man. Just a little common sense here.
But even if you're running late for something, like, you know.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I did it last week or the week before and just didn't build out the time to defrost my windows. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to be a little bit late.
Exactly.
Like, so you can't drive around and not see out of your windows.
Right. And better that you should suffer those consequences versus you kill somebody because you're flying down the road when you can't.
Correct.
In other news, sad story out of Memphis. This one's messed up. Officers are investigating a shooting that happened in the area. They're still trying to track down the murderer, but they pronounced the victim dead at the scene after they found him laying lifeless on the ground outside of a business plaza next to a food truck. While that in itself is sad, what's even more disturbing is there's a photo that was taken on the scene showing the man blurred out beside the food truck. He's laying next to like the wheel of the doggone thing with somebody that had walked out and around the body in order to order something from the truck.
That, I mean,
hey man, can I get some empanadas?
And there's a dead dude, Will.
They're asking anyone with information about the shooting to come forward.
And you it was would one of think the food truck might know, being that he was shot there.
Right, because it was right next to it.
Right, I mean, like, you guys heard something?
Nah. Right, and like, they didn't respond to any comment. Witnesses didn't really want to respond to comments. So I'm wondering what the situation is, but it's...
I mean, it is Memphis.
Yeah, is that...
It's a rough time.
I almost said when you said, well, you're all shocking in Memphis.
No kidding.
Put it this way.
Yeah, I didn't know that about
it's
Memphis.
It's not good or normal anywhere, but putting Memphis into that discussion, you go, as far as major cities go, like, yeah, checks out.
Gotcha.
It's just a smaller major city.
Yep.
But if you look at like per capita stuff, Memphis is very, is, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh,
normally number one.
Damn.
Well, oh, I mean, that's what we were saying a couple weeks ago. If you're a tourist on Beale Street, cool. I wouldn't leave Beale Street.
Nope.
Damn. Well, you know what? That was just enough. I just want to get to it.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Yeah. We go to New York, where one woman had an interesting request for her big birthday. She's turning the spry young age of 104.
Jeez.
And decided to live out a lifelong dream of visiting a local jail. She was able to take a tour of the facility, enjoy some coffee and cake inside the jailhouse, and even share her thoughts on how to live a long life by minding your own business.
Well, there you go.
Which it works. When you don't concern yourself with everybody else's business, when at the end of the day, they're going to be fine. You know, get into somebody's business when somebody's about to get hurt or hurt themselves.
Sure,
other than that, just get out of it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be involved.
I like not being involved.
I agree. It's a much, much less stressful way to live your life.
Yes, it is.
And I feel like that's actually kind of the big thing there. Just reducing the stress.
I told you, that's the best part about going to somebody else's family's thing on, like, holidays.
Oh, hey, whatever's going on with her family. Yeah. Like, all right.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Right. I'm having a great time. Pass the potatoes.
She does drink too much. And then it's like, hey, Betty, want another wine?
Yeah, I'm like, no, Betty's cool.
More good news. A young boy in Beijing got the experience of a lifetime while visiting the local aquarium. While walking through a portion of the aquarium that puts patrons below the waterline, the young man was teased by a beluga whale. The animal swam up beside the boy and had a little fun.
Hey, dumbass. Bitch. Mom's a horn.
Beluga whale, easy.
Your mom looks like mine.
Damn.
The animal swam up beside the boy and had a little fun by blowing bubbles and suddenly turned its head to open its mouth and surprised the boy. The fun continued along the length of the window between the two as they continued mimicking each other and just sharing a sweet moment before going each other's way. And I feel like I've seen videos of beluga whales. They're just they're a bit more playful than your average whale or dolphin. They're basically a dolphin at that point.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm just a big old fat cool, dolphin. Man.
Final bit of good news is right here at home. Emergency crews responded to reports of a mule stuck in the mud. The Washington State Animal Response Team worked together alongside local veterinarians to free the mule by laying down a piece of plywood to stabilize themselves and be able to get out into the mud, using water to thin out the mud and straps to lash and haul the animal back out of the muck. After a short bit of time, following the animal being freed, he was able to walk on his own power again.
I was just trying to take a mud bath.
Just doing my own thing.
You guys really overreacted to this.
Don't freak out.
Five squad cars.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. The Seattle Kraken have made a roster move, recalling Captain Jordan Eberle down to Coachella Valley to play with the Firebirds on a conditioning loan. This comes as welcome news, given that he's been in recovery from an injury and eventual surgery that he went through back in November, so he may be coming back sometime soon. They're going to get him down there, get him some reps during the Four Nations break here, and see if we can't get him back up and on the roster to hopefully turn around our
that's
season.
That's not bad.
I think last I saw, we had like, what, a 0.08% chance of making the playoffs.
But there's a chance.
Yeah, we can get this, man. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got some NBA and college basketball on tonight, and the U.S. plays their first game in Four Nations Hockey, a round-robin game with Finland. And again, download the Sports on What app. It's going to tell you what sports to watch on what channel and when. As far as your weather, you've seen them blow in here. The clouds are moving in. God, I love to write these little quips for myself. The clouds are moving in and are sticking around, expecting a cloudy 33-degree night tonight and a cloudy 43-degree day tomorrow to welcome us into the weekend. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right, 3-day weekend, Bad Choice Friday, and the return of Ted versus the FCC coming up tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.